Hello and welcome to Saturday Night Pre-Recorded, to our interview with five archaeologists who studied the origin of culture in Mesopotamia. First with me tonight, I have Annika. Annika, can you tell me, who are the main gods and what are their names?
Well, there are seven main gods and one main goddess that the Sumerians worshipped. Unlike us Christians, the Sumerians were polytheistic.
Now, what does the word polytheistic mean?
The word polytheistic means that the Sumerians worshipped over 3,000 gods. The main seven gods and one goddess are Enlil, Nana, Shamash, Adad, and Ishtar. All of these gods have special powers.
Special powers? Cruel! Now, Sonya, can you tell me, what are these gods' powers?
Anu was the most important god, and he ruled over heaven. Enlil was the second most important. He ruled over earth and nature. Nana ruled over the moon, Shamash ruled over the sun, Adad ruled over the weather, and Ishtar ruled over love. Enki ruled over water, and Marduk ruled over good over evil.
Cool! Now, Annika, can you tell me, what art did the Sumerians make to show their gods?
Well, in the Sumerian state of Eshtahuna, the citizens made huge statues of their gods. These statues were used to guard their temples and castles.
Now, how tall were these statues?
These statues were over 7 feet tall and were made of stone or marble. The gods would have different parts of animals put into one.
Now, why'd they do this?
To make the most terrifying mixture possible. The Sumerians also made smaller statues of mortals.
What did these mortal statues look like?
The mortal statues were made of stone and clay. They looked like humans, basically. They were only 5 feet tall, and the mortal worshippers had wide eyes to show that they were in awe of the gods, and folded hands to show that they were praying.
Cruel! Now, Gladys, can you tell me what happened to the men and women in a relationship?
Proposal was the first stage of marriage. Next is the marriage contract, then the actual wedding.
Now, what would happen at the ceremony of a wedding?
During the ceremony, the husband must declare, "She's my wife." Then the perfume is poured over the head of the bride.
Cool! Now, can you tell me what would happen to the men and women in a divorce?
Divorces were allowed on certain conditions.
What were those conditions?
According to the Hammurabi's code, wives were sold extensively. If divorced, the men had to restore dowry.
What's dowry?
The benefits from the wife's side of the family that was given to the husband.
Cool! Patricia! How did the Sumerians communicate?
The Sumerians used picture symbols shaped as triangles called cuneiform to communicate.
Cool!
By 3300 BC, 700 writing symbols / pictographs were made.
Cool! Can you tell us what did they write on? And what run?
The Sumerians made stylus from reed. Then they would press it onto soft clay to make wedge-shaped marks on the clay, then letting it harden.
Cool! Now, Gladys, what is burial?
A Mesopotamian burial was a ceremony where the dead traveled to the underworld or the land of no returns.
Cool! Now, Maya, can you tell me what kind of art did the Mesopotamians make?
The Mesopotamians made pottery, buildings, statues, hominoid figures, tablets, and nailheads. Nailheads were made out of bronze. They were used to decorate or fasten nail work to doors. Nailheads were created by a Sumerian artist. Nailheads are nails with an ornamental design. The design would be filled of things like the gods. The Mesopotamians loved their gods so much that even when statues of the gods weren't complete, they would still worship them in awe. Statues were made out of limestone or gypsum, a mineral used to make plaster. These statues were made by a Sumerian artist. Hassuna Samara pottery consists of animals, birds, human figures. There was another form of art called the hominoid figurines made out of stone or clay. Baked clay was called terracotta. Mesopotamian art corresponds to the earliest use of painted ornament design on pottery vessels. These designs would identify what region they came from. Designs were geometric and had more than one color. Ashurbanipal was the last of the great kings of Assyria. Ashurbanipal left a number of clay models of his dogs made in one piece. The natural environment limited their use of art materials such as stone or clay. Stones were considered a luxury material due to their rare findings and struggle of transporting it. Mesopotamians created their artwork mainly as a way to worship their gods and kings.